Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Halloween is celebrated in many parts of the world. It is very popular in Ireland, where it originated. The pre-Christian Celts had an autumn festival, Samhain, or end of summer, as well as a fire festival. In America, Halloween was originally associated with harvest time. In many places, children as well as adults dress up in various costumes and throw parties with games and Halloween-themed food.
Every year around this time of Halloween, we reminisce on years past spent celebrating with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Joyous laughter, songs, vegan sweets, and carefree games remind us of our inner child while we welcomed the new autumn season. This year, we carry forth the tradition of Halloween that is now commemorated around the world with a delightful vegan treat that will surely liven up your holiday gathering.
For our party, we are making some yummy vegan ice cream sandwiches. To make these vegan ice cream sandwiches, we will need 1 cup of organic powdered sugar, 1 tablespoon of energy egg replacer, plus 2 teaspoons of water, 6 tablespoons of organic flour, 1 tablespoon of vegan cream cheese, plus 1 tablespoon of coconut milk, 2 tablespoons of vegan butter, 2 tablespoons of organic cocoa powder, a pinch of sea salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla. To go in the middle of the ice cream sandwiches, we will need 1 pint of your favorite vegan ice cream, 2 ounces of vegan chocolate melted, and 8 pieces of your favorite vegan candy. Any small colored vegan candy will do. To line our baking sheet, we will need to use natural parchment paper. This will make the cookies easy to take off the baking sheet and prevent them from sticking. And these are small, delicate cookies, so we will also need some vegetable oil cooking spray to spray on top of the parchment paper. Now, to get the shapes just right for these ice cream sandwiches, you will need to make 2 stencils. You'll trace it into cardboard, and then we'll cut it out. And we'll use this as a stencil to spread our batter on. The first step to making our vegan ice cream sandwiches is to make the cookie batter. We will take our powdered sugar, and we'll add to it the egg replacer and the water, and we'll beat that with an electric beater. And after about 30 seconds, begin adding the other ingredients, alternating the wet ingredients with the dry ingredients. So first we'll do the vegan cream cheese and coconut milk. And we'll also begin to add the flour now. We'll add about 1/2 the flour and then add the butter. And the cocoa powder. And just a pinch of salt. And 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla. means now our batter is ready. To get just the right shape for the sandwiches and the cookie hat that goes on the top, we will need two stencils. So I have traced two circles here, one full circle that is 2 3/4 inches, and one half circle that has a 4.5 inch diameter. And I traced these onto some fairly heavy cardboard. I'm just going to start cutting around, and I'm using strong scissors here. These are craft scissors. And I'll just cut around like this. And then I'll just straighten the cardboard out so that I'll have a nice stencil there. I just tuck this end under like that to get a nice stencil. And I'll press it down so that it's flat. And then I'll use that next to spread the batter on my baking pan. And I'll go ahead and do the same with the semicircle. And the batter will spread out a bit on the pan too, so the edges will be smoother. And then just straighten out that stencil by flipping it up a bit and bending it so that it's straight. Okay, now we are ready to spread the cookie batter on our baking sheet. As you can see, we have a baking sheet lined with the parchment paper, and now we're going to put some vegetable spray on top of it, just an extra measure to prevent it from sticking. Just a little bit. Okay, so now we'll start on one corner of the baking sheet and we'll put the stencil down. Get some of the batter and put it down there. And then I'll use a spatula to spread it around so that it is the same shape as the circle. Bring the spatula around the outside of the circle and lift the stencil up. And you'll want to clean the stencil off each time, just scrape off the extra batter so that it doesn't get stuck on the next cookie. And you'll want the next one to be about 2 inches apart. And get some more batter. Make the cookie using the semicircle. And this is what we will use to make the hat. And after we cook it, then we'll fold it over while it's still warm into a cone shape to make the hat. So here we have one cooking sheet with 4 circles, a top and a bottom to each ice cream sandwich, and 2 half circles, which will be making the hat. And now we're ready to put it into the oven at 400 degrees. And this will cook for about 6 to 8 minutes. Are now ready. They took about 6 to 8 minutes to cook, and we want to take them out when they are not very hard but not too soft, so they're just firm enough to work with. So you'll have to experiment to get it just right. And what I have here is an extra sheet of parchment paper, and I'm just going to flip the cookies onto that so they're easier to take off. And then to remove them, I'll just lift it up very slowly, and they can be really sticky. So I want to make sure it's just right. And even though we used parchment paper and the vegetable spray, they might still stick a little bit. If they're too sticky, they're really too sticky, they might need an extra minute or two in the oven. So we'll just carefully and slowly take this parchment paper off. And you might also want to let them cool for a minute so they firm up a bit. In this recipe, the timing is everything. So you want to get it timed just right. So it might take a few tries, a few batches to get them just right. You can also use the spatula to help slide them off. And we'll want to work with the semicircles now, while they're still warm, to shape them into the hat that goes on top of the cookie. This is the side that was straight, and we'll want to bring the straight edges together like that and fold them over into a cone. So you can just work with it and squeeze together, and you'll just sort of mold it into a hat shape. Or a cone shape. And I've got my chocolate here. I've melted it, and I just set it in a glass container in the oven for a few minutes, which got it nice and melted. So I'll just take that cone and I'll dip it in that chocolate and put it on top of one sandwich. And then I'll take one of my vegan candies and get a little dab, an extra dab of chocolate to put it on, right on the front, just like that. And then on the bottom of the cookie, we'll spread an extra layer of chocolate. And now it is all ready to put the ice cream in the middle. We'll do that step last, right before we're ready to eat it. And then we'll put the top on. And that's how it will be assembled. Another way to do this is to take one of your cookies, and this one is still soft, and what you can do is just cut it in half. A little bit more than half. And take the bigger half and make that one into a hat, just fold it around. So that worked out pretty well. So we'll go ahead and dip this in chocolate, just like this. It's still soft, so you might need your spatula to get it out, and place it on the cookie and get that extra dab of chocolate for the buckle right at the front. And get your little vegan candy. And there you go. There's another one. And now we're ready to add the ice cream. So we're going to take our pint-sized container and we'll take the lid off. And the easiest way to do this is to snip away the carton. So I'm just going to cut it like that and take the ice cream out. Just like that. And I'll lay the ice cream on its side, and I'll use a sharp knife and cut it to be about 3/4 inch thick. And I'll just cut 3 slices for now. And you can put the extra away in an airtight container in your freezer. So now we're going to take the bottom halves of the cookies and place one strip of ice cream, our vegan ice cream, and then put the top on it. And we'll do that for each one. And we will put these in the freezer to firm them up a bit. And then they'll be ready to serve. Another option you can use for making the hats that go on top of the ice cream sandwiches is to buy ice cream cones from the store. And you can buy chocolate ice cream cones, or you can buy regular ice cream cones and dip them in chocolate, just like this. Take your ice cream cone and dip it in chocolate so at least one side is completely covered. And then you'll want to dip it, the base of it, in chocolate. And stick that right on top of your cookie. And then add a little extra chocolate to add the vegan candy. Just like that. Here is our final presentation of our vegan ice cream sandwiches. We have arranged them on a platter with colorful vegan candies. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. May the bountiful harvest bring enough for us all. See you next time.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.